The wait is over. Dell Technologies Black Friday and July deals are live. Check out incredible savings on select laptops and more, like the XPS 15 powered by Intel Core processors. The XPS 15 brings you the perfect balance of power and portability, plus stellar visuals and immersive sound. When you shop online at Dell.com/deals, you'll have access to exceptional tech and electronics, plus free shipping on everything. Don't miss out on Black Friday and July savings at Dell.com/deals. That's Dell.com/deals.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Crank up the radio.
Today is the day.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles. Rich Eisen.
He's a different cat. He's a tea sipper that is in touch with his deep thoughts.
Rich Eisen.
Stop busting up my flow. All right.
Today's guests, ESPN college football analyst Robert Griffin III, senior writer for Sports Illustrated, Chris Mannix, plus your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Oh, yes. We're back.
Hey,
everybody. What's going on? We're back after a week off of doing nothing. And we hope everybody enjoyed their 4th of July and that everything was nice and good in your neighborhood and nobody blew their fingers off and everything was nice in your area. Was that a very graphic way to welcome everybody back from the dark week? I worked dark for off coming off the dark week.
I think
week.
I was going to say it. I was going to make a
I beat
joke.
You to the punch.
But
at any rate, hey. Welcome. We're thrilled to be back here. We're all rested. We're all tanned. And we're all good in our neighborhood. Good to see you over there, Chris.
Hey,
Brockman.
Rich.
How are you?
Great blue shirt.
Thank you. What are you?
I'm wearing a black good, today. Okay. Yeah, black today.
Good to see you,
hey.
Jay Felly. What's going on?
Hey. What's up, Rich?
I thought we were getting Del Tufo today.
I mean, so did I. But hey, hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Wait a minute. Wait a minute. TJ Jefferson is where he is. Let's say hello to TJ Jefferson.
Because
TJ's on this program. And TJ has been here.
He never missed a day.
He doesn't miss a day.
Well, that might change soon. But
here's the weird thing. Here's the really weird thing. That Mike Del Tufo is actually here. Take him. Go ahead. You can take him. There he is.
Hey, Mikey. Welcome.
There he is.
By the way, I beat Aaron Rodgers.
No, you didn't.
No, you didn't.
He showed
actually.
Up. He showed up at UFC 303. Yeah.
We all got DMs about that, Mike. And
we all. The number of, honestly, I did monitor our ex Twitter feed, whatever, every now and then. And the number of tweets we got from people saying, hey, Aaron Rodgers' sighting appeared before Mike Del Tufo's sighting, because that's been your default. That's what's great. More likely over the last 2 weeks
the one
prior
more.
To our
the one more, yeah.
The one more, right. Yeah. Mike is here to... I don't know. I mean, he's physically here. I don't know why he's not in your chair, Jason. It has nothing to do with you. I know. Again, every single time we talk, like Sarah, makeup artist extraordinaire, saw Mike before the show, and she's like, oh, we miss you so much. You're so missed around here, which is just not speaking for all of us.
I just started laughing.
That one hurt a little differently.
But also for you, you're sitting right here.
Yeah, no, that one cut a little deeper. Yeah, not sure why.
But Mike is here because we did a we had during our dark week, we had some work done here, and he's here to make sure that all the gremlins are out of the system so we could use the system today. And now Mike's making his way around the set. He's now with TJ.
What is happening?
What is happening here?
What's going on?
I don't know. But,
I missed him. Right?
So, Mike, while you're on that mic, screw it. Honestly, everybody's wondering, like, why aren't you talking sports to start? It's because the top NBA story is Steph Curry can't spin a basketball on his fingertip. That's literally the top NBA story as of about a half an hour
small
ago before
right,
Playoff
you know
P,
I
mean? Podcast P started talking about. Mike, go back there. Why are you here but not on the show for 3 hours? What's happening?
I'm not fully done with soccer yet, Rich, because there's a few more games to go, and I have a baseball game today.
Okay. What baseball game do
you have? I don't know. I don't pay attention.
But thank you for being here. It's funny. When he came here today, and then
I'm also here.
When you arrived, I thought you were way too tanned for somebody who's apparently been working the faders for Uruguay versus Colombia. You know what I mean?
Messi, Ronaldo.
All right. Mbappe. Good to see you. Thank you for being here to make sure we got on the air today. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. On the program. So, hey, folks, the top, I was kind of having fun moments ago. The top NBA story is that Team USA has gotten together and finally, and they're going through their workouts in advance of going to Paris to hopefully win a gold medal. Although Giannis got Greece through to the to the big dance in the Olympics. So obviously work will be cut out, and the story is that they were all spinning a basketball on their fingertips, and Steph Curry apparently can't do it. But truly the top NBA story today is Paul George signing a $220 million contract with your Philadelphia 76ers. So one team's loss for you is another team for you's gain.
Like LeVar Ball says, even when I lose, I win.
That's correct. You know, that is, in fact, what's happening for you. That your Clippers lose Paul George, and Paul
goes to the Sixers.
Goes to the Sixers.
There's been a weird Sixer-Clipper pipeline for the last few years.
Doc Rivers.
Doc Rivers.
Nicholas Batum.
You know, Mo Bamba.
Well, obviously, Tobias Harris.
Big shot Bob Covington. You know, there's been a few big back and forth.
Even when you lose, I win.
Even when you lose, I win.
Big shot Bob Covington.
I didn't. is he also a big shot?
That's it's kind of like the nickname we gave a big show Bob Stevens back in the day for SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Who the hell is Tim Horton?
Elton Brand. It goes back.
You know? Well, Elton Brand was apparently part of the wooing process for Paul George, who on his podcast today. You ready to hear from Podcast P?
I heard you mentioned earlier. I didn't know. So this is
he walked us through the whole process.
Wasn't he going to Golden State at one point?
Well, he did say that Golden State was close to acquiring him in a trade.
Let me tell you, the Clippers were not going to send him to Golden State. Why would you?
No, they let him walk east.
I mean, that's true. We got nothing for him. But
and he said the initial contract offer was substandard here in Los Angeles, and they finally gave him what Kawhi had, 3 years of $150, but they didn't give him a no trade in the fourth year, and he thought that was something to walk out on. And then the Sixers said, let's just send every member of the management team from ownership to the front office to apparently Dr. J to his house.
That would do it for me.
Whoa.
They sent Julius Erving to his house. So they pulled out every stop, and now he's a Sixer. This is what he had to say on his podcast. We cut a whole bunch of it and figured let's play it for you here on this second Monday of July.
Just to put it out there, like, I never wanted to leave L.A., right? Initially, I was not trying to leave L.A. L.A. is home. This is where I wanted to finish at. I wanted to work as hard as possible to win one in L.A. Like, that was the goal. To be here and be committed to LA. As it played out, though, like the first initial deal was, I thought, kind of disrespectful, right? And again, no, in all of this, no hard feelings, no love lost, no, like, it's a business, like you said. So the first initial deal was like 2 years, 60. So I'm like, whoa. 2 years, 60?
Hey, that's crazy, bro.
That's crazy.
So I'm like,
wow.
Nah, I'm not signing that. Like, now we're getting into the negotiating. Like, nah, I'm not taking that deal. Season in, I finished healthy. 74 games played.
Yep, 70.
And had one of my most efficient seasons. So now we go into negotiations. Now they bring it to 3 years.
Where we at?
150. So basically around what they gave Kawhi. So a part of me was still like, all right, that's cool. It sucks that it had to get to this point, like that they couldn't, we couldn't get this figured out a lot sooner, but
way early, right?
Now we at the end of the year, 3 years, 150. So I'm like, all right, like now we're in a ballpark. You know what I mean? Now we can have conversation here. And again, it still wasn't about the money, because when I went back to have the negotiation at the end of the year, I presented the 3-150, no trade. Because in the meeting, they're like, you know, we want you here long term. We want to, you know, when you're retired, we want you to be a Clippers for a lifetime, like all of this stuff. We want you to be here. We want you to be a Clippers your whole career. So I'm like, cool. Give me the 3 years, 150, no trade then. Like no trade clause. Then I'm not, like I'm taking less, but at least I know I'm here. Mm-hmm. Like I'm committed to y'all. Like they didn't want to do the no trade.
Do that?
Wow.
So then now I'm like, all right, well then it only makes sense for me to do 4 years, 212, right? Like at least pay me my money. If y'all gonna trade me, then y'all gonna trade me. But at least like now I'm not in a situation where I could have got more had I just gone to free agency. Then take this deal, and then y'all could just ship me wherever I want. And then right. Now I'm on this deal that I didn't want.
Right.
So they didn't want to do that. So then I was like, now I'm open to entertaining what's out there.
And then they sent Dr. J to his house, and what do you make of it?
He said it wasn't about the money.
Well, of course it wasn't. Well, when it's $30 million a year, and
you
he's seeing
$90 million more.
Listen, in the same way that you start telling Brady roast jokes 2 months later, it sounds awful, right?
Right.
When you're telling roast jokes outside of the roast,
yeah.
It doesn't sound great. It's like, they were offering me $30 million a year, and that is offensive to me. But when you put it in the scope of what a market value contract is for somebody of his,
sure.
of his production... Notice I didn't say championship winning, but production.
He's also an older player.
Then I understand that he would find that offensive. And certainly when the Sixers are like, okay, we'll give you 4 for $212, you know, with a up to 220, and we'll give you what you're looking for. The answer is sure. I'm just surprised the Clippers didn't just go all out and just give him whatever the hell he wanted. Like
Yeah, I agree.
What would be your hold back? I know what my hold back is always for Paul George is what has he won? And I know that sounds unfair because not everybody has won a championship. There's a few, very few and far between. But it's not as if he hasn't had, you know, he became a self-made man in Indianapolis, Indiana. Then he goes to Oklahoma City, decides to go to the Clippers instead of the Lakers, right?
Yep.
Remember that? Or he stayed. Remember he stayed in Oklahoma City. Right. Remember he was smoking cigars with Russ.
And then stayed.
Yeah, like a party.
Then he wound up being Kawhi's handpicked.
Right.
Number you two.
Running mate.
And I keep saying, what if the Clippers just decided to stay with SGA instead and sold Kawhi on SGA? What would have happened at that sliding door?
Well, we'd have
meeting in Malibu at Doc Rivers' pad.
Have SGA and Jalen Williams and a bunch of draft picks.
And so I understand that, but when it comes down to it, right now this is the most decorated free agent and prize free agent that's out there, and you are opening a new arena here in town.
That's why I was a little surprised.
I was surprised to hear all this stuff today.
Well, you know what, Steve Ballmer obviously wasn't rich. He wasn't all in.
Okay. Well, you could make that case, or they're just sitting there saying, why are we going to put ourselves in some sort of a situation all capped out or whatever, luxury tax, aprons, all this business? I don't know. But it's just a bad business deal at the end of the day that they decided. And we'll just
pay a 38-year-old Paul George $50 million a year.
I guess decided that
like
ain't
a bad
it.
Idea.
Yeah.
Well, they were about to for 3 years and then just didn't give him what he wanted for his fourth, to the point where the Sixers are sending a whole legion of folks saying,
come out east. Now the question is, do you think this team could beat the Celtics?
Nope.
I don't think so either. Do you put the Sixers above the Knicks if Embiid is healthy?
If you're talking, if everyone's healthy,
it's a super big if, man.
Think about what Embiid did. The guy with Bell's palsy, with a knee that was held together by scotch tape, still averaged 35 points a game.
Pushed the Knicks to a game seven.
Side of his face being paralyzed, right? And so now you add a Paul George to this and a healthy Embiid. The only problem is the healthy Embiid part. Which,
the happiest people today are the doctors of Philadelphia.
Well, the healthcare industry.
George missed eight games.
I will also offer
one time he played the whole season.
I will also offer pushback if you're talking about the Embiid shadow of his healthy self almost beating the Knicks in the playoffs.
I mean, you're playing.
They didn't have.
Well.
They didn't have Randall. They didn't.
Granted,
have a lot of health in that series.
But still, the man was unstoppable individually.
But you can't sit here and say Sixers aren't trying.
No, for sure.
They're better than they were yesterday.
They sure are.
Without him, so.
They sure are. So,
for sure.
That's the latest.
You want hope, right? That's all you want as a fan is you want hope. And now I look at this and I'm like, all right, well, I am a Tobias Harris fan. I've gone on record, but Paul is an upgrade from that. Now you're going to see the continued maturation of Maxey, who Brockman, you had him on your fantasy team.
Awesome.
You know how good he was.
He's killer, man.
And you know, and then Kelly Oubre, who, you know, before Embiid got hurt, the two of them, I think, started the season off 11-1 when they were both in the starting lineup. So they made some good moves.
They did,
so
and they're better today than they were the day before. I'm just skeptical. First of all, I'm surprised that the Clippers didn't just give Paul George what he wanted. Two, I'm skeptical that this is actually putting them over the top of a Celtics team that's just running it back and then selling.
But what more?
How about that?
What more could they have done to close the gap? This was the best thing that they could do.
Of course, that is the best thing that they could do. And it's just fascinating to me.
And remember, Rich, when was the last time we had a repeat champion? It doesn't happen in the NBA.
It's fascinating to me that they sent Harden to the Clippers and the big three there didn't materialize with a championship because Kawhi got hurt again. Now Harden gets a two-year deal to stay with the Clippers. Paul George leaves to go where Harden was. And Kawhi today is getting a lot of praise and hosannas of how he looks for Team USA in the workouts. How's that one landing with you?
I mean, we're three months past the last
I got
time
it.
Played, too.
I hear you.
You know,
I hear you.
There's a lot of time to heal.
I'm just pointing out all of these facts.
But you know, I've said this before. If Embiid and Kawhi can't finish the playoffs for their team, do they deserve to go to the Olympics? If I run these organizations, I might not want them to play in the Olympics. But what do I know?
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Phone lines are lit. RG3 is first up with us, leading off hour number two. Chris Mannix will be in studio to discuss all of what we've just chopped up and the fact that LeBron is apparently the subject of a pay cut because he didn't ask for all 3 years he could have gotten a Supermax contract. That's an interesting one. Isaiah Hartenstein has left the Knicks. That happened.
See, that's why the Knicks are worse.
The Celtics management team is like, let's give all of the money out to all of the players and now sell.
Right.
Okay.
By the way, it's the greatest sell high ever.
Everybody else worry about the aprons. Let's everyone else worry about the aprons. We don't
you're
care.
Never new owner, be you right take now. The tax.
You take the tax.
You take it.
You got it. We'll take the duck boat parade, and then you take the tax. And we'll so re-sign high, so everybody. High. Oh, and the Yankees completely suck now. That's happened. So there's that.
That's what happens, man.
So there's that. But when we come back, the first couple episodes of the first ever off-season Hard Knocks has come out. And a few things that the microphones and cameras of the NFL Films crew picked up in the office of General Manager Joe Shane. And the Giants, to their credit, said, go ahead and air it. Has caught my eye and attention. Certainly since I was on the receiving end over the last week of a lot of flack because of one of the rumors I came back from the combine with. Okay. Isn't it interesting? You want to talk about it's 3 months since Kawhi can heal?
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently those wounds have not been healed from my early March rumor report with some Giants fans. So we'll address that when we come back. And there's the phone lines that are already lit. 844-204-RICH. We're back. Well, most of us are. Some of us are just still sitting here. We all know about the speed of sound, but have you ever thought about the sounds of speeding? If you drive over the speed limit, there are lots of different sounds that you might hear. Drive too fast, and you could hear the sound of your vehicle crashing. The sound of ambulances and first responders desperately trying to free you from the wreckage. You could hear the beeps of a heart monitor. You could hear doctors and nurses in an emergency room as you're being treated for your injuries. You could hear the sound of worried family members in the hospital waiting room, hoping to hear that you're okay. You could even hear the sound of people crying at a funeral. Because if you drive over the speed limit, whether by a lot or by a little, you could do damage that's beyond repair. You could seriously injure yourself, or worse, you could hurt and even kill someone else. When you speed, you put everyone on the road in danger. One way or another, speeding catches up with you. Paid for by NHTSA. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. You love their jingle. You're going to love their friendly, helpful service even better because they're in the business of keeping your car on the road. And the parts knowledge they have, it's all you need for your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll find you just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or quick service, they'll help you there and find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. So stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/EISEN. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Back here on the program, I did not go anywhere on the dark week. Susie and I just stayed home. Where did you stay at home too, Chris? Yeah?
We didn't go anywhere.
Yeah, we got the new mic system. You should use it.
We should use it.
How are you? Did you leave too, TJ?
There are a lot of buttons over here.
Did I go like out of town?
Yeah.
No. We live in a vacation destination, so why would I go anywhere? People spend up to come here on vacation.
But you don't do anything, and you live in the vacation spot. What do you mean?
Why would I go somewhere? Like I could, where am I going to go that the weather was going to be better than it was here for a week? Like, it rained back east. It rained in Miami, for what I understand. It rained everywhere. So I stay here.
I love some rain. It's hot here.
Jay, did you go anywhere?
I did not.
So none of us went anywhere. Mm-hmm. You know what I should have done? I still should have Instagrammed out photographs of what I was eating.
You just got back from vacation, so maybe I understand. Maybe you didn't want to go travel.
I didn't go. We didn't. We just went away for 4 days.
That's a vacation, dog.
Really?
You had no kids.
We have no kids right now.
Yeah, celebrate.
We have no kids.
Did she win?
Well, Hoskins, where'd you go? Where'd you go, Hoskins?
Oh, you went to Vegas.
Oh, that's right. He went to the NHL draft in Vegas. By the way, the pic. Did you see any of the pictures he sent from the Sphere of the draft?
Incredible.
Literally every sports league should do a draft in Vegas. Look at that.
Wow. That's insane.
Look at that.
Now, is that stage big enough? I know they're going to have a UFC event there. Could you play a basketball game in there?
I'd imagine.
Hoskins, can you?
I can't imagine, though, being able... I doubt it.
He says doubtful.
Here's why it would be doubtful. It's just, I can't imagine you shooting at a hoop with all that other stuff going on and being able to catch iron. Back on the Rich Eisen Show radio network, I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk furnished by Grainger with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Came back from the combine. It's a popular segment. Maybe it's because it's popular because I traffic in rumor for only one time.
I love it. We should, you know what I mean?
Like, I'm a guy. I've got 2 degrees. You know, I've got a Bachelor of Arts from the University of Michigan because I'm an artist. And then I have a Bachelor of Science because I'm a scientist of journalism.
Wow.
Okay. Although I shouldn't say the acronym. Yeah, it's a BSJ.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. So a BS in journalism. Which also I think I use daily here.
Sure.
You're not alone. My point right is this. Two it. Points. One, I'm 1 degree shy of being Dr. Television.
I never thought about that.
Rich Eisen, PhD. Call me Dr. Eisen.
Okay.
That would be great to just walk around live to say that, but I don't because I can't. Point two, I don't traffic in rumor. I don't do that. I traffic in facts until I come back from the combine and just want to give you everything. It's an idea of just what it's like at the NFL scouting combine where shitty, chatty Cathy's everywhere. Everywhere. Telling you this, telling you that. And I came back from the combine and I missed completely on one of the rumors. One of the rumors was I heard that Trey Lance was going to be an option for the Vikings if Cousins leaves. That didn't happen, as we all know.
No.
They got Sam Darnold, who they had to have targeted at the combine. So here I am here, and you know, Trey Lance could be an option, and there's no question already talking about Sam Darnold at that point in time. And the other rumor I missed on, that also, by the way, included me saying, I heard the Cowboys' sense of going all in was them doing nothing in free agency. Yeah, and just sticking with the plan and not signing anybody and going all in. I was right about that one. Yeah, oh, my God, was that rumor spot on. But the one
to Rico Dowdle
but with all due respect,
like,
right?
Come on.
But the one that I said that got, I think, a lot of heat because it involved a New York sports franchise was that the Giants were done with Daniel Jones. And I also said, while saying that the Giants are done with Daniel Jones, that they knew they had to use him this coming year unless they were going to go and draft a kid. And that's what I can't wait to see from the Hard Knocks that just started. The Giants letting Hard Knocks cameras in on a ton of meetings in the offseason.
So many.
Prior to free agency, and we have yet to see, if I'm not mistaken, the prior to the draft ones, right?
Not yet, right. That was teased where they were
correct.
Kind of praying for Malik Neighbors.
And but what we've seen already, Joe Shane having some fun going up to, I believe it's Dan Morgan of the Carolina Panthers, saying, you know, you want to move up or something like that? And Brandon Bean, he went up to Brandon Bean. You know, you want to move up? And at one point, I believe Morgan says, how about giving us, what do you say, 2 1s for Brian Burns or something like that? Hmm. I'm not quoting it directly, but no.
Something like that.
That might have been, those cameras might have captured the moment where the Giants are like, wait, we can get Brian Burns? Which they did. But about the rumor that the Giants had already made their decision that Daniel Jones ain't the guy and they were done with him, but we're going to realize that he's their best option for the year at $40 million in the contract that they put together for him two off seasons ago, predicated them having 2 years of his services before they could just get out. And this would be year two, unless they go ahead and draft a kid. This is what Joe Shane, I believe he was with his director of player personnel in his office and another member of their front office, when he volunteered the fact that Daniel Jones was an option for them this year. And not only that, the reason why he didn't perform last year, or his performance last year did not cause them to lose complete faith in him. As a matter of fact, it was the circumstances surrounding him, injury-wise, offensive line-wise, that caused Joe Shane to think this about Jones for 2024.
The reality is facts.
Yeah.
Three serious injuries in 2 years.
Yeah.
We need to protect ourselves. He didn't have much of a chance this year. That's legit. Yeah. Like your offseason, the four guys, your core guys that were going to play together played less than 60 snaps together.
Yep.
We have Miami, we got three practice squad guys playing for us.
Yeah.
Like, nobody could. Like, you could have Pat Mahomes, and he can't win it behind that. Well, I'm not giving up on, like,
yeah,
he's under contract for three more years. Just protecting ourselves, because best predictor of the future is the past.
Not giving up on him.
Mm.
So, as I'm hearing at the combine, that they are totally giving up on him. They haven't given up on him. Here's two things. First of all, I have no problem, by the way, being wrong about this. This is a rumor I heard from multiple people. Anytime I come back from the combine, it's something that I've heard from different individuals. It's not just one time and then I'm coming back. It's stuff that I hear all the time. Could those folks have been wrong? Thus, me coming here and saying it into a mic been irresponsible? I come here bearing thoughts from the combine. They're not my reporting, although that's the way it is aggregated, that I'm reporting this. I guess I'm reporting I'm hearing this.
Right. Yeah.
That said, I do want to hear later on, will we see it? And I hope we will. And it's possible that we will, because the Giants let all this stuff out. There's also a part here where he talks about Saquon Barkley with a whole group of individuals in his office talking about what are they going to do with Saquon. And he basically said that Jones making what he's making, he said that, quote, you're paying the guy $40 million. It's not to hand the ball off to a $12 million 27-year-old back. Is what he said.
They were really hung up. I don't know if you noticed this too, TJ. They're really hung up on Saquon's age when they were having this discussion. And they were noting that, yeah, Josh Jacobs was a year younger and other free agent backs were younger.
That he's closer to the magical 30, yeah, or he's getting up there and, yeah, you're paying him $12 million.
And they actually doubted that anyone was going to give him,
right,
any type of big contract in free agent. It was really interesting.
And for that to go out there and now filter its way down the turnpike to Philadelphia, I am, right, sure will be something that will be, you know, that would, that definitely made it into Saquon's orbit.
Yeah.
And then will no doubt be fully discussed and rehashed in between weeks 4 and 5 of the upcoming season prior to the Giants hosting Saquon in MetLife. And the Giants putting that out there, kudos to you, because that's the stuff we want to see as a fan and hear as a fan.
Well, that's the
this real life conversations, yeah, that go on in a general manager's office.
That you assume in other seasons of Hard Knocks leading up to, you know, the season,
yes,
that stuff gets edited out. You know, they get a one look at that and they're like, no, we can't have
maybe
that.
Maybe some teams that do that, but the Giants didn't do that, to their credit. And right, so the thing is, if that stuff gets out or is put out there, will we see anything to do with what I believe is fully reported out and established, that the Giants were blowing up New England's phone line for Drake May? Blowing it way up. Now, that could be more rumor and conjecture, but I've heard that from more than two people. I've heard that from half dozen, and I don't even think they made too many bones about it. They were kicking the tires. J.J. McCarthy told us the day before the draft, the Giants had him in on Easter Sunday to throw. Now, that's due diligence on a quarterback. Everybody has to do those things when you're drafting that high, so on and so forth, but that's if you stick around at 6. You're not moving up to 3 to take J.J. McCarthy, I don't think. Will we see those conversations? And I'm not doing this just to cover tracks or try and revitalize the viability of a rumor that I heard coming back from the combine. Again, so everyone understands, I do not care if I am off on that. It's just something I heard from multiple people. But I can't wait to see that part of Hard Knocks. Will we see the conversation, any part of the conversation?
Yeah, second episode comes out tomorrow, so I'm dying to see.
Well, I imagine how many episodes are going to be? 4, 5, 6 or something like that?
I would imagine 4, I'm guessing.
Maybe take it up to the actual Hard Knocks with the Bears, which I think starts at the end of this month. So I imagine those won't overlap. Okay. So I don't know. Maybe the draft will be the finish or the third to the second to last. And as we all know, if anybody's a big fan of any HBO series, second to last is always big.
Second to last.
Game of Thrones, Sopranos, keep going down. I mean, you can go down the list of great HBO shows. It's never the last one of the season, second to last. So just keep an eye on all that. And then, of course, I will just offer one last pushback, because
there's five for the Giants.
There you go. That I am, I believe I can say this, although I don't consume everyone else's program since we're up against them. I'd like to think that we are the most running back friendly program of its kind. I would push back that, you know, you do keep the $12 million running back for your $40 million a year quarterback, especially since the best you've ever seen your $40 million a year quarterback play was in a playoff game where the $12 million running back was equally as lit. And that mesh point stuff,
he wasn't making $40 million at that point.
I'm just saying those are the numbers attached to the same humans who cash the checks, okay? So the guy who's making $40 million,
thank you.
Language I matters. Think is made better by the guy who's making $12 million.
If they were only paying him $30 million, they could have had
more. Well, but that's the whole point. Just like, so if you're paying him less money, no, I know where you're going to try and have some fun with it.
Sure.
But if you're paying him less money, then it's okay to have the guy who's makes him better and makes everyone else better. And I'd rather the mesh point stuff that causes probably a ton of confusion with the defenses trying to decide which runner has the ball, your quarterback who can run or your running back who can dominate while running. I think it's better that it's happening in your backfield than in the backfield that has Jalen Hurts in it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the way, when I heard that, I'm like, huh, like, okay.
Would we be making as big a deal about this if Saquon had gone to a different team, like not their direct rival?
Of course it's bigger because he went to their direct rival.
Yeah, so.
Of course it's bigger. He's in division. Dude.
But would we care that they didn't re-sign him?
Do you think that at the very end of the day, the Clippers might miss Paul George? They may not. But they only got to see him twice.
Yeah. Like I said, they're not going to give him the Golden State.
It's twice out of 80. This is twice out of 17. And the Sixers aren't standing in the direct path of the Clippers. Although, if they do, to salute TJ, man. That means the ultimate TJ Jefferson Palooza, which is for the Larry OB. The Eagles are standing in the way of the Giants. You know, and that was another remarkable moment in the Hard Knocks series is John Mara coming into the office saying, you know, I don't know if I really want to lose Saquon to Joe Shane. Coming into Joe Shane's office.
It's going to make you nervous, right?
And then I don't know if the offseason Hard Knocks will be updated at the very end of episode 5 of what we saw Malik Nabers was up to over the week.
Oh, fingers crossed.
Whose job is it to show John Mara that video?
I mean, show him why.
I don't know. I mean, he has every right to go to a house of dance.
He's just enjoying himself.
Has every right. That is true.
He's doing. He's reinvesting into the community. People don't look at it like that.
Thank you very much.
Right.
He's reinvesting.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Tank.
Tank.
Well, maybe that will be the episode that they'll have Tua on. Just to use the phrase that I also saw on Twitter over the last week.
Tua in there?
Very famous.
Apparently. Let's take a break here. Phone calls when we come back right here on the Rich Eisen Show. 844-204-RICH, number to dial. RG3, top of hour two. Hey, everybody, this just in. It's summertime. It's time to go and do all those summer things, like going to a baseball game during the summer. I'm about to do exactly that, and I know exactly what to do, and you should too. You should go look forward to making new memories this year by going to a ball game using Game Time, the authorized ticket marketplace of Major League Baseball, which makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the Game Time app actually go down the closer it gets to the first pitch, so you can wait to buy your tickets with killer last-minute deals. The all-in prices feature, you get to see how much everything is before you purchase. Views from your seat, you know exactly where you're getting your seat, and the view of the field from it. Their lowest price guarantee, of course, that's Game Time. Takes the guesswork completely out of buying MLB tickets. Download the Game Time app. Create an account and use my code EISEN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Visit GameTime.co for restrictions. Again, create an account. Redeem my code EISEN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. Last minute tickets, lowest price guaranteed.
It's kickoff time, and Believe Podcasts are here to get you ready for the season.
He wanted to change the culture, and he wanted me to be a part of that.
With Believe, you get immediate reactions, game previews, and expert analysis from all 32 teams, plus all of your favorite college teams.
He's just rare in just about everything he does.
Sideline to sideline, end zone to end zone.
This was good for everybody.
Just search Believe. That's B-L-E-A-V podcast, wherever you listen.
What are you guys talking about?
Catching up on the Bear. Just talking about.
Oh yeah,
Bear.
With Susie and I finished it.
We're not done. I'm on. We watched 7 last night.
I love it. Can't get it. You got to turn your microphone on.
I bet.
The fact can you not hear when your microphone's on when you talk?
It sounds the same. I hit the button.
It sounds
it
the same.
Green. My voice. Bad. Chris and I were just describing the same thing. We don't want it to end.
So yeah, so I'm kind of taking dragging it slow. I don't want to finish it all in one night. You know, I just. Because then you got to wait another whole year or two.
I don't know. When does it come back?
That's the thing. You don't know. Idea.
Well, I don't know because it's the first. Well,
I heard rumors that they're filming 4 right now.
By the way, so. I'm not going to spoil anything.
Uh-oh.
I'm not. The season ends with the words "to be continued" at the end.
Oh, good.
On the screen.
Yeah, I think
which I don't believe seasons 1 or 2 right. did either, which makes it seem like this is like season 3.
Part 1.
Or 8. Right. And didn't when Oliver Platt was here and I asked him about the future of it, he's like, I know something, but you know, I can't say or that he said that
he
said that the drones might the Bear drones are around and might hear what he's saying. Which leads me to believe what you're hearing is the case that they're shooting at right now.
Yeah, they're shooting right now. That's what it sounds like. Love it? Did you love it as much as a...
Love it.
I'm just hearing
there's
mixed
nothing
it.
Like it.
You know, I'm listening to podcasts and reading articles.
Here's the
there's
reason
so
why I think people are saying it's mixed
it.
Is not much is happening.
Right.
All right. Like the plot hasn't moved in the same way it did in years 1 and 2.
Sure.
That year, season 3 doesn't move past much of like the first month after season 2 ends.
Right.
They're lingering in a lot of storylines about a lot of other characters. That I still think it's unlike anything else
a lot
on television.
Comic relief too, though. With the brothers and the
I love it. I'm really enjoying it immensely. Necessary. I have no problem with it. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. How do we sound, everybody? When you're calling in and I see phone calls, tell us how we're sounding. Because when we were out for the dark week, we put in a new communication system.
Comms.
Just to let everyone know. I mean, this is really pulling back the layers, showing you what's underneath the hood, talking about how the sausage gets made.
Mm-hmm.
So basically what this means is I can talk when to Brockman and everyone else here, and everyone else here can now talk to me as well.
Correct.
And so
do you want everyone talking to you?
Well, no, not really, but it does improve communication.
Not really. Hold on.
Not really.
Hey, Rich, I got a secret for you.
No, everyone's now talking in my ear right now while I'm talking, and I find that very, very disconcerting. But I can now talk to all of you folks as
Hello,
well.
America.
And you... And the reason why I'm bringing all this up is there's a device next to me, mm-hmm. and I'm able to talk to the control room.
Yeah, there are a lot of
and
buttons.
To all three of you here.
Yes.
Okay. So there's four buttons. The seat for you is labeled here. Mike Del Tufo labeled everything.
Yeah, Del.
Del. D-E-L. Okay.
I would rather it be DTF. Right?
Okay.
Come on.
You are TJ.
That makes sense.
Right. Either. Hoskins is H-O-S, our Hoss, up, H-O-S.
Hoss Cartwright was here.
And then you, Chris, you've been labeled here as B-Man. And I've never referred to you as B-Man. I don't know of another human being that refers to you as
never.
B-Man.
In my 40-plus years.
Junior no high, somebody called you B-Man.
Absolutely not.
Has Mike Del Tufo ever referred to you as
never,
B-Man?
Never, not once.
So I'm being told in the back, that's what you've been labeled since the start.
What?
It's always like been, since that's 10 the years B-Man ago? Station, yeah.
B-Man.
Who labeled him B-Man?
Batman, probably.
Probably before they got to know him, if it's been there from the start. It was like, it was Brockman.
And I actually, for a split second today, because all of the members of our crew that worked so hard last week to make this work in time for today, we're all here to make sure that it was all going to go off without a hitch. And so far... You know, you don't usually have to, you shouldn't talk about these things out loud, perfect. Right? Did it sound right?
Can you hear? You're doing that sounded very loud.
Okay. I've got a very, thick skull. But at any rate, that's not the point. My point is you saw the number of people that were hovering around this desk to make sure
today,
I, as the host was fully aware of the new system and how it worked and how does it sound, and everyone was taking care. I almost actually spent a second of their time by insisting B-Man gets removed as a label here. Because I will never call you that. It feels weird to even keep saying it.
It's weird.
B-Man.
See, you're labeled as Brock on mine.
Are you really?
But only B-R-O-C, no K.
I guess four letters is the maximum because of the space.
Yeah, okay. I have Rich and Mute.
No. You have a P-Touch. Mine is written in pen. Okay, so he could have...
B-Man. He labels you B-Man and runs.
Wait, he's gone. Where did he go?
He's gone. He's got to go.
He's got right there, and then I turned for a second.
Just right there.
Dude, he's got to make sure that Luis Robert Jr. is all mic'd up for White Sox versus whoever the hell they're playing tonight on FS3.
Lubop?
Everything ready.
Is there an FS3?
Rich, if a baseball hits a foul pole or a fair pole, we need to know it. So
the Mets are playing right now, TJ.
I know.
Now, FS1 is Guardians Tigers.
I don't follow the Yankees anymore, so I don't know what you're talking about. What sport?
You got too hyped up.
You don't want to talk about yesterday?
I don't know. Yankees have lost, I think, 13 games since winning their 50th?
You're in a 6-16 stretch.
Yeah, right? Yeah, I know. Yeah. They can't do anything. So, I don't know. Ben Rice, though.
Yeah.
Hit three home runs in a game.
Did you add him in fantasy like I did?
Did you?
4 days before the...
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I've not.
Catcher's been fantasy baseball player, catcher's been kind of a weak position this year, mm-hmm. so I've been cycling guys in and out.
Probably. But he's not a catcher.
Do we need to... He's eligible as a catcher.
Not for long, though.
You need to buy those Bowman cards?
He doesn't even have any.
Really?
He's kind of an unknown.
Terzo in Iowa, you're here on the Rich Eisen Show. How you been, sir? All rise.
All
What's
rise.
Up, Terzo?
All right. Doing well. What's up, B-Man? How you doing today?
I will not respond to that.
the mic sound good through the speakers.
It sounds great. And you sound great.
Well.
You sound great, T-Man.
I'm not going to respond to that.
B-Man.
So I was expecting you guys to be gone for the dark week. I figured TJ would be sticking around, and I was right with that one. So I was just surprised you guys didn't go and travel anywhere.
No, we didn't. Susan and I just enjoyed no kids in the house and just, you know, going out to lunch and things like that.
Honestly, without the kids in the house, it's got to be just a nice feeling.
You should have Instagrammed out lunch.
We should have Instagrammed out lunch.
There's so much I want to say, but I'm not.
It would have been pretty fun.
Because Susie's already texted me about my reinvesting in the local community comment. So okay. I don't want her hitting me back.
What's up, Terzo? Let's get him off of the subject matter before he makes more of an ass of himself.
I was really shocked to see Paul George, you know, leave L.A. Mm. And to see what both L.A. teams did for free agency, just both didn't do anything. And what you're going to be looking at with OKC and what they did in Sacramento, those two young stack teams are going to be fun to watch this next year. And I was just surprised that the two L.A. teams let that happen to them.
Yeah, I know. Thanks for the call, Terzo. Good to chat with you. I don't know, man. I don't know. They have a new building opened up, and they just said, okay, you want to see Paul George? Pay for when the Sixers come in. That one stunned me.
A little bit.
That one stunned me. I thought, and if there's anybody who doesn't care about aprons, it's Ballmer. But somebody had to basically say to him, not worth it, Steve. Let's put your money somewhere else. Be smart about it.
It doesn't matter how much real money you have.
Right?
Yeah.
Let's go to first in, first up. I believe he called in way before the show began, right?
Like a quarter.
Jordan in California. What's up, Jordan? What's going on?
Hey, Rich. How you guys doing?
What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, brother.
You know, last time I called in, I was fairly critical of a certain way before early June power ranking.
Okay.
So I want to give you guys something to criticize by doing the win-loss game for the Bengals.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right. We got 2 minutes to go. Let's fit this one in.
First Bengals, as far as I have.
Yes, 1st of July. Jordan in – no, I've got a Cincinnati Bengals. Dexter in Wyoming, West Virginia, gave a good one.
Better.
All right, here we go. Jordan, home for the Patriots.
Brockman has enough to celebrate. That's going to be a dub.
At the Kansas City Chiefs.
That's a big dub, shocker.
Big. I actually made it a large W. Home for the Commanders on a Monday night.
Oh, come on, Rich. That's a dub.
At the Carolina Panthers.
That's a dub.
Home for the Ravens.
Bordeaux. See, that one we're going to trip up on.
Okay. But not bad to start with a 4-game win streak. 4-1 at the Giants.
That's a big dub.
That's a bounce back. At the Cleveland Browns.
It's time to sock the Browns in the mouth. I've had about enough of them.
All right. 6-1, home for the Eagles.
That's a win.
7-1, home for the Raiders.
That's a win.
8-1, short week at the Ravens on a Thursday night.
That's a win.
Oh, 9-1 at the Chargers.
I'm telling you something, I'm gonna be at that game. That's another win.
All right, 10-1 off the bye, home for the Steelers.
This is starting to look like a Jameis Winston buffet because we're eating W's. That's another win.
Whoa, 11-1 at the Cowboys on a Monday night.
TJ, you got that one.
My man. Smart guy, Jordan. All right, 11-2 at the Titans.
He gets it.
That's a big win.
Bouncing back, 12-2, home for the Browns on a Thursday night.
And we're going to split with the Browns.
All right, 12-3, home for the Broncos.
That's a win. I even look. Come on now.
13-3 at the Steelers. Big finish.
You know what? Steelers are going down. That's a big W.
There you go. 14-3.
Wow. Caught up.
Says Jordan in California.
Caught up.
Maybe he's drinking a lot of Jordan in California because he's just saying, okay, thanks for the call, Jordan.
He might have TJ Plus.
By the way, what a great way to start the win-loss game in July.
14-3.
Man.
RG3 is coming up. Top of hour two. Chris Mannix in studio, hour three. And then you, 844-204-RICH, number to dial. We've got Overreaction Monday coming up. We're back, people. Mike Del Tufo isn't. Still here on Roku with Jay Felly, TJ, and B-Man.
Is it growing on you?
B-Man.
It's really awful.
B-Man.
Really awful.
Yeah, man.
Del Tufo's game doesn't start for another 6 hours.
What's he
look
doing?
At the screen. Look at the screen, Chris. What is he doing?
Absolutely not. No.
It looks terrible.
No. Everything B-man. About it is terrible.
I should say there is no dash on my label. It's just B-M-A-N. And I literally B-man. Thought to myself when I first saw it, who's B-man?
Is
and I'm like, and then Del Tufo goes, no, B-man. I'm like, is that Brockman? And he goes, yeah. And there were just too many people around here, and he was just so earnest to come in here all tanned, despite, you
he's,
know.
He's very tan.
I told him he
was
looked
allegedly
way,
working
I told
like
him he looked way
weeks.
Too tan to be. Yeah, there it is. So he's taking the dash nickname. Out. It is a terrible nickname.
Can we at least like Photoshop me on an Ant-Man poster or something? Like if we're going to really do this?
So.
I'm making a quest now of a name that I hate.
All right. Honestly, I need to have this label removed. I just felt it was too much of an ask when there were too many serious people seriously wondering if the technology worked. And if all I said is the feedback after their hard-working off week, working on July 4th, was
this label.
My only issue is this label, man.
Yeah.
It's got to go.
That's a shame.
RG3 coming up.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast from season 4. I'm glad that it's over.
As we know now that season 5 is supposed to be one of our better seasons.
Obviously, the tattoo storyline, you know how I feel about that.
You hating that storyline brought me a lot of joy because I kept waiting to see how it was going to keep going and then how they would somehow settle it.
Binge seasons 1 through 4 of Talkville before season 5 begins, wherever you listen.